Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Lighten up.
Hello and happy beautiful day to each and every one of you that is tuning into today's show. Oh my goodness, you know, every time I'm listening to the intro, I'm getting all jazzed up and then it's like I have this reminder, oh yeah, right, it's time to talk. So I apologize in my little bit of a delay in getting things rolling for today. Well, beyond excited is how I can approach the day because today I have the privilege of having a very dear colleague and mentor and friend on the show with me today. Jody Rollins is joining me, and she is an expert in the law of attraction. She's also a professional psychic medium, and she's got a really unique and honest approach to the world. You know, Jody has been playing in the context of what so many of us are just only beginning within a journey her whole entire life, and she really does get you thinking about the world in a much broader and expanded perspective. And I'm so thrilled to bring her on to really talk today about how we can move forward out of the overwhelming, stressful things that we're enduring as these little humans and bring a new perspective to really teach us and inspire us in knowing that life is supposed to be good. And Jody, I want to say hello and welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having me. I've just been pumped all morning about getting ready for, I didn't even know how I was going to roll, but I was just so excited. I was jumping around like a bit of a wild animal this morning, but that's part of getting your vibe going anyway. So I figured I was in the right flow.
I love that because, you know, I think that both you and I, you know, we sometimes tap into that same kind of that energy. And I was feeling the exact same thing. And I really believe it has to do so much in terms of the purpose of what we're talking about today. And so, you know, Jody, I just want just to begin to just share in terms, you know, so many people are finding on their journeys and especially, you know, for what we can call light workers in the work that they're doing, feeling very overwhelmed and stressed out about life and really not getting forward at all. And so how is it that we can begin to shift within that perspective and you know, how is it, you know, that we can really get going in a positive way?
Well, I mean you're absolutely right. Everybody's getting sort of bogged down by life, we can call it, but really by the conditioning of what we've been raised in and how we've been taught how to think and how we just take things like, well, this is just the way it's supposed to be. You know, this is just the way life's supposed to be. We're supposed to get through it. And really, my whole life, I've been, maybe I just don't like going along with the system, but I've been looking for, there's got to be a way that people, you know, there's other people that you look around and are living what we call a charmed existence, or everything seems to go their direction. And it comes down to the understanding that we're spiritual beings having a human experience, not human beings trying to find our spirit. And when we start to shift that perspective, we get to understand that if we look at life from this us being a soul or a spiritual being having an experience, then we start planning our day a little bit different. Then we start looking for the things we want, not the things we have to endure. We're not bracing for, well, I wonder what happens today. We understand that we're actually the one controlling how the day is going to unfold.
Well, and I, you know, and really, that is where there's so much freedom within that to understand that we do have a say, that we are a part of the whole creation of everything that we are experiencing. Now, very recently, I had a conversation with a lady who said that she really didn't feel, she felt our circumstances needed to be considered, that our circumstances were a part of the whole whole creation, but also in the fact that we couldn't deny what was going on because one's circumstances play a large part in our ability to move forward. And she said, when you're constantly being told you're worthless and you're being emotionally or physically abused or starved, how is it that you can't but blame those circumstances?
Well, that's, I mean, that's a fair enough question, right? the understanding, if we can even back that up a little bit further, in understanding that once we have circumstances in front of us, or once we have our day happening, which we call reality, you know, I don't like my job, or I have an abusive partner, or, you know, whatever the circumstances may be, that they, we've literally, by our own vibration, created these or pulled in these particular circumstances. So nobody really likes to stand in that, but our vibration and our belief structure is built on our vibration first, and then the circumstances show up to really to confirm them. So if I don't like my circumstances, I want to look at myself. I don't want to look at my circumstances. And what we tend to do is look at that those circumstances, or look at what we want to call the reality, and say, see, my life really does suck because look at my reality. And that may be true in the moment, right? I've said it several times.
Yeah.
Right? But I also know that to change, exactly. But to change that reality or that vibration, that circumstance, is to change my own perspective, to change my own vibration, to change my own belief structure. And the blessing in all this is scientifically, this can actually be proven now, right? We can move into a quantum physics conversation, which nobody ever wants to have with me, but you can, and be able to see that physical world, that we can only pull in vibrations that match the vibration I'm at. And so I understand how we want to say, I'm having a reaction to that condition, or I'm having a reaction to this circumstance. But the truth is, this circumstance has shown up in response to me.
Well, and I like to approach a lot of this. I mean, I mean, you want to talk quantum physics, girl? You are on the radio with the right person. the other aspect of it is really this understanding where you begin to recognize the outward, what we call that reality, begins to be very much that mirror reflection, but it's also a part of helping us to evolve and to become you know, the highest of vibration within our own being as well on every, you know, in every moment. And, you know, one, I also received another. It's interesting the number of the feedback that I've had just from the promo of this show, because I had another person contact me that said that it sounded like I was sugarcoating everything, and that most spiritual people keep talking about a choice to be made. But again, when your reality is the way it is, you how do you not have a choice but to accept it? I thought that was really an interesting question.
How do you have a choice not but to accept it?
Exactly.
Well, how if do you enjoy it, yeah, by all means accept it, right?
Right.
We have this lovely flawed belief structure that we came here to learn a list of lessons that we've set out way ahead of ourselves, or that there's some magical force that's forcing us to move forward. And the truth is, if I'm looking at my reality and I don't like it, I am automatically on one level or another asking for the improvement, right? I'm asking for a better circumstance because I clearly don't like the one I'm having. So as I'm doing that, the more I ask for that, the more it's going to feel like more circumstances are coming that are forcing me to move forward. But it's really my soul saying, hey, we want to move forward. We don't like this circumstance. Let's change this circumstance. And so the more that vibration emits, the more I'm going to pull in opportunities to be able to change that. Mm-hmm. So sugarcoating it's lovely, because I could probably go on a whole rant about sugarcoating. But if anybody's tried to change their vibration or their belief structure to be able to be in control of their vibration as often as possible, it is not nearly as easy as it sounds. Right? It's just, it takes a bit of work.
It does take a little bit of work. And there's that really that conscious effort within it. And I think, you know, we've had many conversations over the time too, in terms of really understanding how we are in vibration to different things, and how it is that we can choose to move into flow with things in our life, or we can choose to create the resistance of it. And so much of what, you know, just even being able to get into flow with things really helps to bring an essence of acceptance into everything that's playing out in what we call our reality. It just becomes easier to maybe detach from a way of reacting to our circumstances and having an empowered way of responding to them.
Yeah, I completely agree that what we're trying to do is move into that place of tending to our own emotions, tending to our own flow, and not getting so distracted by the conditions or what my neighbor's doing or what my boss is doing that's driving me crazy or what, you know, all of those things. The more I get involved with that, the more I've moved out of my responsibility to myself, to my flow, to that, to the non-resistance. You know, I call it staying in your lane. If you're in your lane, you're tending to how you feel. You're paying attention to what you want. You're listening to your soul. So you won't feel so much like you're being forced by the universe into learning a new lesson. But as soon as you move into what your boss is doing or how much your spouse is annoying you, you've moved into their lane.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like they moved into yours. But
right.
Really, you swerved in and tried driving their car now, and you're annoyed at how they're driving, but you're in their lane. Get back in your car, and your lane, you'll be okay.
Right, right. I always refer to that as playing in someone else's sandbox. It's like I just see us, you know, all these little beings just having our own little thrill in building and creating within creation, and then we jump over and we start, you know, building on somebody else's sandcastle.
Right. Right, and we're annoyed that they're not doing it the way we want, right? But we
right.
forgot that we moved into their sandcastle. We should go back to our sandbox.
So,
yeah, it's the exact same analogy.
So let's talk about that a little bit, Jody. You know, this understanding, because, you know, there are a lot of realities that people are dealing with. And even for you and for me, we've had, you know, we have times when we're dealing with a spouse or a partner or our kids. And there's a whole different thing at play. And so question is, how is it that you find, you know, if life's supposed to be good, why are some of these interactions or relationships so incredibly difficult? And it's not even the relationships, is what it can be, you know, even in terms of health or finances and things like that. You know, how does a person cope, and how do you work it within that, in the philosophy of this good life?
Well, the first thing is to actually ask yourself if you believe that life is supposed to be good, because a lot of us don't even have that as a belief structure. So the fundamental thought process needs to be looked at. But to really start to deal with, you know, whatever is going on or going wrong or the difficulties that we're moving through, I'm not in any way trying to discount the pain or the stress or the, you know, the difficulties that we go through. But you're right, we can move to a place of more empowerment, if you will. And to do that is to really start to develop that connection between your mind and your soul, or your mind and your spirit, which to me is the same thing. Because the spirit, or the soul of you, is who chose to be here and is needing the mind and the body to facilitate this process. So when we say, I want to do something, but the universe seems to be forcing me into this, or my life is showing up like this, and I don't like it, know that the soul is actually who's in charge. So the more we have a conversation, the more we have a relationship with our actual inner being or our soul, the much more clarity we have on why I'm in the circumstances I'm in, and not only why I'm in, but what I need to do to change them, or what I really want to do to bring joy and happiness into my life.
Mm-hmm. And so I completely, you know, agree with you in the fact that our soul is always navigating in our highest and best, and it allows us to play or make some, you know, choices, and I mean, we have free will, if you want to call it that, to have different experiences. It's here for that, though, too. And I think that's a part of sometimes what I want to say enlightened people, or, you know, in spiritual practices, that's a part of what maybe we're forgetting, is that sometimes our soul does want to have that contrast.
All the time it does. It came here for the contrast. If we didn't have contrast, we wouldn't ask for the next thing. And we're here to be creators. We're not here to follow a set program. We're leading edge creators. We're on that. We're the ones pushing the envelope, right? We're the we're the ones that love to come down here, but into this vibration. It sounds like we're going somewhere else, but you know, into this vibration, to physical world. And yeah, we came here for the fun of it. We came here for the joy of it. We came here for the experience, but we need to have contrast to be able to continue to experience, right? You don't play one level of a video game forever. You get bored. You want to go to the next level of the video game. We want the contrast. We like it.
Yeah, it's like our little ego loves the challenge of it in some way, and our soul loves the challenge of it too.
Yeah, the ego's been trained a certain way. The ego is our mind. We can interchange those words. So the mind's a computer that turned on and has been recording things since we were born, and it's fantastic at what it does. But unfortunately, we've taught it that everything has a right and a wrong, and that mm-hmm. that right and a wrong gets then weighed against the file that we've stored on what we've been taught by whomever we've been taught and whatever society says. And this is where we tend to run into some problems and then wonder why there's certain things in our life that have shown up that we don't enjoy. And we don't enjoy them because we didn't make our decisions based on what we wanted and what we desired and what gave us the greatest joy. We made our decisions based on what the right thing to do was or what society says we should do. Mm-hmm. So we run into a bit of a cross wire there.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, through the last several years of my own journey into wholeness and, you know, in doing the work that I do today, and I really have come to understand that, you know, one, we're not really here to learn any lessons. We're not here to pay dues. We're not here to prove ourselves worthy. And we're really not here to be suffering in any way.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
It
now,
is.
Don't get me wrong. I know, right? It feels like lessons sometimes, but please know that we've asked for it, right? We've asked for something. And if I don't have it right now, there may be something I have to learn to get it. So when I live in Mexico and I want to speak Spanish better, I've decided I want to learn Spanish better. So I've got to go learn Spanish. So the universe didn't force me to learn Spanish. I decided I wanted to learn Spanish. So I had to go learn it. Mm-hmm. We forget what we've asked for. We forget that we asked for something better. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It's not a set series of lessons. It's us saying, hey, I want to do that now. How do I do it? What do I got to do to get there?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe in some aspect that there are certain, if we want to call it goals that the soul might have in terms of what it would like to experience within the lifetime. But there's right. so many ways to rewrite, renegotiate. And really, it's ultimately this choice. We're in a constant stream of choosing. And this was a part of a conversation that I had not too long ago as well, too, in terms of we have the ability to choose in every single moment how we want to play vibrationally, and that we can choose within a moment when we're feeling angry and frustrated. It's actually always the direct, you know, we're looking for relief, and it's like to be able to choose to let go, to choose that happiness, to choose not to be angry and frustrated. It really is, we're always looking for the direct opposite of whatever pain-stricken discomfort that we're dealing with.
Yeah, whether we remember asking for it or not, we do, right? So you're absolutely right. We do. And when we're in that reaction of being angry or being in pain, it is a reaction generally to something, right? And the best thing you can do is acknowledge that you're in that reaction and then decide if you want to keep being in this vibration all the rest of the day. Is this a feeling I'd like to keep, or is it a feeling I wouldn't like to keep? Not what we generally do is focus on how right we are in why we're angry. And we are right. Don't get me wrong. I'm angry because I'll tell you all the reasons why. But me proving the point of being right has now perpetuated me being angry for the rest of the day because I phoned all my friends and told them how angry and how right I am. So I could have done that, which I've done, or I can have my reaction, acknowledge that, yep, that really got a reaction out of me, and then decide what would I like to perpetuate the rest of the day? What would I like to pull in? Do I want to pull in more angry people? Do I want to pull in more circumstances that really get me going? Or do I want to have some flow today and some joy and some other stories?
Mm-hmm. So,
and you're
you
right,
know,
it's a choice.
It is a choice. And so, you know, I want to look at now, you know, in your work that you do as a psychic medium and in terms, you know, dealing with people who are going through some of the greatest and massive changes within their life in terms of a loss of a loved one. And so when you look at something like grief, you know, here again, to be able to say that, okay, we're caught in this cycle of energy. How is it then we can say at the same time that life is good when we're enduring, which I believe that death being the most difficult thing that we ever have to go through as humans.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think when people say, when people take the interpretation of life is good, it means that we're all, it's every day is sunny and we're all skipping and giggling and eating cake and it's just that super duper day, right? Mm-hmm. And not that we can't have those days because I really enjoy cake, but you know, I do. Or cupcakes, any kind of cake thing. Anyway, totally off topic. But we seem to think, right, that it should just be all flowers and sunshine. And that's not what that means at all. What it means is when we expect and understand that we came here to have fun and to experience and to go through things, my idea of fun and my idea of moving through things is different than yours. Right. When we're dealing with grief, like you're saying, when we talk about people who come for a mediumship reading and need that, that connection and that closure, you know, yeah, you're not going to move them into the vibration straight away of that life is supposed to be good. So, you know, suck it up, buttercup. That's not what we're moving towards. This is about ease. This is about connecting to your soul. This is about understanding that we need to be our biggest, you know, advocates for ourselves. So for that person to come and allow themselves the time to grieve, to allow themselves how they want to grieve, to allow themselves the softness and the understanding from themselves to themselves on this. Now we're creating some comfort and peace and joy. That's good. When we tell ourselves, oh, we've grieved long enough, or oh, you shouldn't be so upset, or nobody understands, when we move into the resistance of that, it gets a lot worse. That is not what I'd call life being good, right? And that doesn't mean, life being good doesn't mean nothing ever shows up that isn't flowers and sunshine. It means, will I honor my process through whatever I'm going to go through in this life? Will I listen to myself? Will I follow my path? And my path is always by listening to my soul as opposed to listening to everybody else's opinions of things.
You know, and I think that we generally do that as well. We're in constantly in seeking guidance, direction, advice from everyone else outside of us instead of listening to our own soul, our own deepest self in knowing, you know, how to move forward or what the timing is, you know, for us even emotionally in working through, you know, something like grief as well. So, I think that, you know, I wanted to bring up the point too, that in every time we're choosing another vibration or choosing a different reaction or response to anything, that every time we make a choice, it's actually that choice brings us the relief. Mm-hmm. And it's always relief that we're looking for.
It always is. Everything we ever ask for, want, or desire has to do with the feeling connected to it. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that, yeah, go ahead.
No, go for it.
Oh, I was just thinking of the people that come from mediumship. I find to me the most, I have such an admiration for them because it's such a brave place to come from. They're in a place of mourning and they listen to themselves so clearly to come to me or to whomever they go to be able to connect to their person, to give themselves some relief, right? It's exactly mm-hmm. what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And so how much does that emotional content then dictate in terms of what is vibrationally attracted to us?
Pooh, you lost me. Sorry.
That's okay. The emotional... that's not hard for me to do, confuse people.
I was like, so I was there and I'm gone.
The emotional content. So whatever we're feeling, how much does our feeling energy dictate what we are attracting to us vibrationally? Do you think that the emotional content has more of a supercharged energy than what just our positive thinking does?
Positive thinking is a result of emotional energy. So if I could make everybody tune into just their emotional energy and pay attention to that and move towards what feels good, they will change their life faster than any positive thinking will ever move. Positive thinking is a beautiful way of doing it, but it's a little bit slower. So right. Positive thinking is a result of paying attention to your emotional content. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super important.
And I think that, you know, even in terms of manifesting or creating, to really, you know, look at, you know, what is it we desire? What are the changes that we're wanting in our life? And then not just talking or thinking about it. And I think that's perhaps where some of the people practicing law of attraction maybe fall away or don't believe that this is actually something in play or that works, is because they're not attaching a feeling energy. There's more feeling of doubt than what there is a feeling of trust within themselves or in the fact that good is going to happen.
Yeah, I totally agree. There's a reworking. There's an old understanding that a law of attraction needs to be generated, and it works all by itself. So if we understand how to start to generate it and go with the flow and follow the inspiration, it's way less work than we've been doing in the past.
Awesome. We're going to talk more about flow and following the inspiration right after the commercial break.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. Then you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I'm home, and I love it. I'm home, where I belong. I'm home, and I love it. I'm home, where I belong.
It's always nice to come home, but these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over 1 million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home. I'm home. And I love it. I'm home. I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home. I'm home. Where I be.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg!
Ha-ha! I win! Whoa! Ah!
Sassy! Johnny fell down the well!
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Lighten up! Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up! Trust the mystery. Lighten up! It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
All right, and so we're back now, coming into conversation with Jody Rollins as my guest today here on the show. And we're talking about creating a new kind of reality. we've just before the commercial break, we talked about following the inspiration and the flow and the fact that we sometimes forget that we have, you know, this innate ability to really choose more for our lives, and that our inner being is always calling to us, always reminding us and leading us back to the knowledge that we are these spiritual beings having a human existence. And so we've been talking about how old beliefs of paying our dues and going to cosmic school to learn lessons and being less evolved and need to prove worthiness and that life is supposed to be hard and suffering is a normal thing. And we're here in conversation sharing and saying, no, life is supposed to be good. And so, Jody, we were saying, you know, you mentioned, you know, it's about following the inspiration and the flow. And I'd love for you to share a little bit more with listeners about that.
Well, it's, we know what it feels like to be inspired. We know how great that feels. We know when an inspired thought comes, we have immense energy all of a sudden. We just don't know how to get those more often. We don't know where they come from. We don't know who the magic inspired thought deliverer is. So hence my quest, probably most of my life, to find out who that inspired thought deliverer is. But the point is, we're that. The blessing and the cool thing about that is our soul is the inspired thought deliverer. And our job is to get into the receiving mode of receiving that inspired thought, that inspired emotion, that flow that we all like to talk about. We've all had those days where everything just works out, or we all have those days where we have these great stories of the coincidences that happened. We're in the flow that day, right? And the truth is, we never do anything till we're inspired anyways, right? I don't do the laundry until I'm inspired. I might complain about the laundry all week, and I might talk about how I need to do the laundry all week, but I never do it until I'm inspired, right? And the days I actually listen to when to do laundry, I can do 5 loads without even knowing it, rocking it out, got music going. But if I force myself to do laundry, I can't get one laundry done. Do you know when you leave it in the washer and then it stinks the next day and then you're like swearing because that means you are not in the flow. This is an indicator for Jody that you are not in the flow. Yes. And that's how we play. That's how we know, right? I was thinking at the break there about when you're in contrast, nobody wants to hear that life is good, right? Even when I'm in contrast, I want to punch that person in the nose because right now I'm annoyed at something. And so stop telling me to be happy. Just stop it. And the point is not even about trying to shift it. It's about understanding that I'm responsible for changing it. So I can stay here as long as I want. I can be miserable all day long if I want, but it's my choice. It's not your fault, Bonnie, because you're bugging me today. I'm just teasing.
I know.
Right? It's not my spouses, you know, they might be bugging me, don't get me wrong, but I'm in that mode where I'm easy to bug. So I'm going to take the responsibility that something's going on with me. And if I want to have it going on with me all day, I will. And if I don't, I won't. Mm-hmm. When we think that I have to change another person to feel better, then we got trouble. Mm-hmm. So then, when we're talking about being in the flow and in the inspiration, you'll know when you're not in the flow because people will start showing up that are bugging you. Mm-hmm. Circumstances will show up that annoy you even more than normal. You know, that's an indicator that I need to go back to the drawing board or go back to the ease. What can I do that's nice for me? What can I move into that I need to go journal and have a conversation with my soul and get myself back on track? The flow has to do with the inspired thought always comes from our own souls. That's how we know we're on the right path that everybody's seemingly looking for. Where's my path? Am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing?
Mm-hmm. I, you know, in every circumstance, I like to look at people in terms of when they're poking at me or when they're driving me nuts on any given day, to really look at them. And it's not about them. I always look at, you know, what are they trying to ask of me? What are they trying to show me that's going on inside, that they're bringing my attention to, that to understand that they're just a part of, a token on our game of life. They're playing a game with us and it's like they become a part of our movie almost, to play out a scene with us so that it can bring us back into flow or into alignment with who we really are.
Absolutely. So those people, you know, if there's people showing up that, like you're saying, that are annoying you, and we can ask ourselves, we can take a moment and say, okay, what's really going on here? Well, I'm feeling really annoyed. Okay, so what does that mean? What does feeling really annoyed mean? I don't know. I just feel like I wish they, and we go on our little rant. When we allow ourselves that little rant, and we know we're asking ourselves, then we get different responses. Then we see, do you know what? I feel like I'm not getting any attention. Do you know what? I feel like nobody's appreciating me. Okay, so that means I haven't appreciated me recently. Okay, so what could I do today that would appreciate me? Ooh, I could go buy myself a latte. Oh, all of a sudden I'm feeling better. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden that person seems to have been less annoying in the last 10 minutes. Right? It's a miracle.
Exactly.
It was a miracle, right? All I did was take my attention off. You're right. They're great indicators of what's going on with us because they can only show up in response to us.
Right. And so I want to take this into even in another part of the direction. You know, what about karma? We hear so much in terms about karma, and it's just karma. It's just karma. How much of that is, you know, truth, and how much of that really is just old consciousness that's out there?
Well, it's one of those words, karma, and just like soulmate for me, and there's mm-hmm. several others that have been expanded into too many answers, right? It's like ego. Everybody has a misinterpretation of ego. Everybody's got a misinterpretation of karma. I shouldn't say everybody, but what it's done is it's warped into many other things. So you're right. Some of it is old, you know, sort of punishment, really, belief structure. And what it really is back to our you and I's apparently favorite topic is physics, is energy, mm-hmm. right? What you're emitting or what you put out there comes back to you, you know, whether you want to say tenfold or even just in equal, you know, vibration, regardless, what you're putting out, you're getting back. Mm-hmm. And now people always think, you know, if I was rude to the Safeway lady, well, then the next Safeway lady is going to be rude to me. It's not always the equal thing back to me, but it does mean that vibration I put out is going to come back to me. For sure it is, because it's the only thing I can receive at that moment.
Mm-hmm. And really, it's the vibration, really, which is the influencer, which brings about, you know, what we experience as well. It's a part of the whole. Now, I think what's really important to mention, too, is when we're talking about vibration, that when this whole idea of life, you know, is good, because it is, but we can have different variances of what vibration, what that good vibration is on any given day, that there is, there's a sustainability about vibration, but the vibration is always growing and expanding and shifting within the reverence of what it is offering to the universe.
Absolutely. It's like floating on the ocean, right? You've got rough waves, you've got calm waves, you've got, you know, your indicator of what your vibration is how you're feeling. So yeah, some days we're feeling fantastic. Some days we're feeling okay, some days, you know, so can I move myself towards feeling better? Yeah, of course I can. But every day, am I at the top of my game? Well, no, I'm not, because there's a, like you're saying, there's an ebb and flow. There's an awareness of that. So do I get after myself if yesterday I wasn't bouncing off the walls like I was this morning? No, because yesterday I got myself to the best feeling I could get to yesterday, and it was great. The day before that might have been a whole different story. So the vibration, when we talk about that, is really paying attention to our feeling and knowing that, yeah, you're absolutely right. We're going to ride the waves of that, but we're not the victims of the waves of that. We're actually the ones steering the ship on the waves of that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that becomes the biggest thing in terms of finding acceptance in the responsibility of our lives. And I remember, you know, many years ago when I really started getting into my journey and understanding the laws of the universe and how a vibration and everything played out. I remember saying to my mentor at that time, you know, as much as I was saying, you know, my husband's not doing this and this is happening with my coworkers and this friend is being this and my, you know, mm-hmm. sister's doing that. And so there was always an outside influences that I was pointing at or blaming. And the one thing that I found the most difficulty to accept is when she would say, it's not them, it's you. And that one was, and I remember, I'm like, for once, can it not be anybody else's fault? Like, just for once, can I have that? But the truth of the matter is, it's not. We're the common denominator of it all. And so that experience or what we're bringing in, really, it has to do with us. And that's the biggest and most difficult thing for people to be able to accept. I know it was for me.
Well, it is, absolutely, right? Because, well, because who wants to admit that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the blessing in that is I don't have to wait for somebody to decide I'm good enough to change my life. I can change it whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like saying the catch-22 of having the responsibility of your own world is that, yeah, I got to accept that there's something going on in my vibration that keeps pulling in, you know, this person or that person or this circumstance or that. But it also means I get to shift it as soon as I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I'm ready seems to be the key, because you're right. We never shift anything until we want the new thing more than we want the old thing.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? So
absolutely.
If I've got a habit of vibration or belief structure going on that I may not enjoy, but I'm not quite ready to let go of. So I may say I want to live in another country, but I'm actually ready to be uncomfortable enough here to go to another country because it's kind of scary, then I won't move until my desire for the new thing is stronger than my comfort level of the thing I'm not enjoying that much.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so, yeah, you know, I love that analogy of just saying, you know, it's not until we get uncomfortable that the desire is born. Like, it's where the wanting of something different comes into play, right?
That's, and so why we have contrast.
Right. And so let's go a little bit deeper here. So when we look at the fact that we are non-physical and we have access, of course, to the intelligence and the knowledge of the universe, we're living in flow because we're aware of our fully conscious, you know, our connection, and we're understanding how to let go of that resistance. So do you feel that within it, of course, that our existence in that we actually end up adding to the expansion of the universe in some sort of form or way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're doing here, you know, and our way of doing it is however we want to do it. And that's why it's so important to be connected to our soul so that we follow, you know, our vibration. But I'll tell you something, regardless of our mind and our personality go along for the ride, the universe and our soul are expanding from this experience, whether we're enjoying the ride or not. So we can enjoy the ride and be in alignment and then have much more experience, you know, that we get to physically log in our personality and show that. But make no mistake that the soul is not waiting for us to figure it out. It's riding the ride already. It's expanding. It's thankful for the expansion and the things that we ask for in the midst of the contrast or that we rejoice in after we've seen the result of moving forward from the contrast, right? It's moving. So absolutely, even on a grander scale, you know, I realize I get to talk to people that most people can't see. And I know you can understand that point.
Yes.
You know, and so to a lot of people think that people who've crossed over to spirit world or people or our guides and angels that we communicate with, you know, have this unlimited knowingness and have this, you know, that all of the answers are there. And the truth is, yes, they have a lot more answers than we've got in physical world because we're living in a fairly limited view of things. However, they're expanding as well, right? That awareness is expanding at all times as well. So it's not the don't they know everything and isn't the answer to life's problems all right there. Mm-hmm. It's expanding on all different levels.
Mm-hmm. And that there, you know, again, there's just so many dimensions within that expansion that exists too, in terms of, you know, what we're able to really receive. And I think you mentioned that earlier. It really comes down to what we're able to at any given time vibrationally to receive, whether it be manifestations in terms of our prayers being answered, or even that guidance that's coming through.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of my favorite quotes, argue for your limitations and they're yours. And that's from Illusions. It's from Richard Bach. And it's one of my favorite because because it's absolutely true. And we have, everybody has these people in their life that are a blaring example of this, but the truth is we're all doing this. So you've got the person that's negative in your world that of course they're going to be the ones that when we go out for dinner gets the crappy soup or gets the, you know, the waiter spills something on them. Of course they did, right? Because they're waiting for it. They're pulling it in. But the truth is, we do all argue for our life. Well, yes, Bonnie, I'd like to go to here, but I can't afford it. Well, I've just shut down that dream instead of letting my team of guides and angels, my group, my own power of manifestation bring that to me. I've already shot that dream in the foot by saying I can't do it because.
Mm-hmm. Every time we make a decision about something, we literally put ourselves into limitation.
We generally do, yeah, mm-hmm. because of belief structures we've grown up in.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I'm trying to bash those, but we're wanting to move to what I call unconditional living and instead of conditional living. So conditional living is based on a lot of the belief structures, is saying, I'll feel better when I get married, I will feel great. When I have a baby, when my spouse stops being so mean, I will be happy then. Mm-hmm. And we never get to that point because we don't move into that I'm going to be happy no matter what, and then watch how the circumstances change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we all have those examples of when we've just decided something, well, I'm doing this and that's it. And then everything fell into place.
Right.
They moved right. into the unconditional. They moved into, I'm getting this house. I don't know how I'm getting it, but I'm just getting it. And then all of a sudden everything falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when I say I'd really like a house, but I don't think I can, but I don't know where it is, but I don't think, well, I don't know if I'm going to ever have enough money. You can feel it. That house just keeps getting farther away from me.
Right, because the universe really is in all ways answering. It celebrates in our creations. It's bringing things forward through this expansion process. And the moment it's like everything stops because it listens and thinks perhaps we've changed our mind.
Well, what it does is, you know, if we put it this way, it only says yes. It only responds to what I'm focusing on. And if I'm focusing on that I don't know how I'm going to get a house, mm-hmm. it's not bringing me a house.
Right.
If I'm focusing on I'm getting a house, I have no idea why, but I'm getting one. Ooh, all my energy is focused on this house. I can guarantee I'll have it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. 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 And so, you know, the other part too, I think, is to understand that the universe is always listening, that we are, as you said, constantly evolving, constantly expanding, but we're always constantly creating, whether we're conscious of it or not. And
yeah,
that we're
at,
right? Which is so fun. And so that in itself is understanding that we can, again, really experience a lot of joy and happiness just as easily as what we can experience depression and anxiety and all of its opposites.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the blessing, right? Whether you're using it from a memory of a really good feeling or you're imagining what it would feel like to have that thing you want so badly or live that life you want so badly, we can actually move in to the result of that without having the condition.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so great about us as human beings.
Right.
I can move into what it feels like or what I think it's going to feel like even to, I don't know, to dance, you know, all night long, to run around naked, whatever my favorite thing is today. Right? I can move into, you know, I feel like living in Ireland, which was a feeling I had at one point. I knew what it felt like to do that because I decided this was what it's going to feel like for me. So then the circumstances have to line up.
Mm-hmm.
So if right now I couldn't pull, you know, a great feeling, I could pull from my past, I could say, oh, remember what it felt like to be, you know, up on stage for the first time and how exhilarating that was for me. I can pull from that. So I can move into that vibration right now. And if I did that on a constantly tended to basis, and I don't mean every second, but as often as I could think during the day, holy moly schmoly, all of the things that I'm wanting to pull in that will give me that vibration that mm-hmm. I've been asking for now are going to start lining up.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that, you know, our physical existence, you know, isn't some in-between hellhole that we're just stopping in until we can get to a better place. You know, it's really, we're being invited to, we're not just being invited to this party here or being asked to find joy. We are the party. We are the expression of that. And so by understanding that we can indeed, you know, shift our circumstances by not only our awareness and perspective, but by also choosing to remain in flow. And as you said, without creating the resistance, even around something as simple as what we think is simple as laundry.
Absolutely. But we put a lot of energy on how much we don't like laundry.
Right.
It's amazing how much resistance we put into that as well.
I do it with groceries all the time.
And right, or groceries.
Listen, I bring it up all the time. We all have our thing.
We all. It really is about making things as simple as possible for us to understand that if I just pay attention to how I'm feeling, can I start moving into the flow? Can I start then being inspired? Can I then have more energy? Then can I have better health? Then can I have, you know, endless and endless and endless? But please know, we came here for the adventure. We weren't sentenced to come here. We weren't banished down to the vibration of physical world. We volunteered. We said, oh, no, I want to play that game again. I want to play again because this time I'm going to do it this way.
Right. And, you know, you'd be surprised at how many people I've had the conversations who say to me, in their humanness, will say, I'm not coming back to do this again.
I know. I've had tons of people say that to me, and I say, oh, that's no problem. You don't need to. But,
right.
You know, their
right.
soul's
yes,
like,
sorry,
are you kidding
will.
Me? Yeah. Yeah, you can relate it to a game, right? A video game or whatever. I mean, I may be dating my age, but I used to play, you know, Miss Pac-Man and back when I was young and video games were new. But what did we want to do? Once we got the first level, we didn't say, oh, we're done. Thank God. I know how to do the first level. It's so easy. I'll just keep doing the first level. We wanted to go to the next level. We wanted to go to the next level, the next level. And then we tell each other, want to know what level I got to? That's right. The joy. That's the excitement. How many times do we have to die to get to that?
Yeah.
Right? A lot of times. But we didn't complain about that. We said, oh, so you got 25 more cents? Let's go.
Exactly.
So we can see that in lifetimes. We can see that even in the contrast we pull in. The contrast is just we are at a level right now that we're still playing in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Jody, we are running into the tail end of our show again. It always goes by so quick. I really do want to just see if there's anything. I know you talked about really, you know, having those conversations with our soul, sitting down and journaling a little bit. Anything else that you can recommend to listeners to really begin to move forward within a shift or change within vibration or in bringing forward, you know, a better life or this feeling of good in their life?
Well, yeah, I do. There's some simple things, and this is connected to sort of what my passion is recently, but we're energetic beings, as we've talked about briefly during this call, and to move our bodies, to shift that vibration without even having to think a happy thought is such a quick and easy way to get us back on track. So whether you can push yourselves a little bit by skipping around the office a bit or skipping to your car or goofing around in your house. You know, those sorts of things raise your vibration without you having to think a happy thought, without you having to talk yourself into something. Playing some really, you know, great kick-ass music, pardon my language, you know, in the morning when you, you know, while you're getting ready or on the way to work, you know, consciously choose to be pulling in things like this. You know, I love happy dances. I'll go into the washroom anywhere and bust out a happy dance just because I want to up my vibration. And you will be surprised at the response of the people behind you. You don't even have to tell them what you've been doing. They will start responding. They'll start saying to you, what are you doing? Why are you so happy? Are you, if you feel good? Yeah, because you're choosing it. So bringing in, I call them energy shifters or vibration changers, but they're about consciously moving your body and pushing the envelope a little bit. You know, sing to your kids at supper. They'll kill themselves laughing and the whole vibration of the room will have changed.
Right.
You know, I've made arguing kids list two things they like, they're grateful for, and the whole table's changed. And they were not happy about listing the grateful to start with. It shifted all by itself. It's a perspective changer. But even then, we don't need to think a happy thought. We need to start to honor that we're vibrational beings and that I'm in control of it. So yeah, sing, dance, run around, push yourself a little bit. Mm-hmm. Play more. Kids are happy because they play.
Right, and we lose that as adults. We lose that ability just to have fun.
Oh, we're responsible
for adults. It gets way too serious.
Exactly. That's right. Right. We don't air guitar anymore.
Yeah. Well, some don't.
Some
I know. I sure
don't.
Do.
Yeah. Just pull in a couple of those a day, and you'll notice you're in much more flow. You'll notice.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, Jody, on that note, I think it's really important to mention that you have just started a YouTube channel, and you will be sharing on your channel little tidbits like this to really help people to shift up their vibration no matter what's playing out on their life. So do you want to tell everybody a little bit about that and how they can find you?
Yeah, very exciting. We just started it. It's a whole new experience for me, but it's under, my name is The Mojo Maverick on there, so you can search either Jody Rollins or The Mojo Maverick. And yeah, I'm doing a weekly mojo tip that gives you a tool that you can use really easily, like the one we were talking about today, to shift your vibration, to get in connection with who you are, to start creating the life with ease as opposed to effort. And so yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It's been a great adventure so far, and I look forward to the next ones.
Well, I am really excited and looking forward to subscribing as well. Jody, thank you so much. Thank you for being on the show today. And to each and every one of you that has been tuning in, life, this life, your life, it's meant to be enjoyed. We are meant to feel good, to experience joy and happiness. We're meant to thrive, to create. And most importantly, we are meant to receive all the good that we could ever imagine. From my heart to yours, have yourself a blessed and beautiful day, everyone. Bye for now.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you so much.
You bet.